Survive and Thrive, the introduction. When all you see is darkness, look for the light. It's there, waiting. Waiting to be noticed. Waiting to help you, to guide you, to show you the way out the darkness and into the corridor. The corridor of light, where a door to new life can be found. It's waiting. Waiting to be opened. Open it. Open it and see the light shine brightly. The light of new life. A new start where darkness is no more. Where sorrow is no more. Where wisdom brings understanding. Understanding brings calm. And calm brings peace. A new life where anguish is replaced by joy. Look for the light. It's there, waiting. Open your eyes, what do you see? Do you see the signs that are scattered all around in life? The signs that answer the questions, the answers to your problems? The problems that darkness brought when it cast shadow on your life? A shadow that became part of your life? Look for the signs in life, they're there. They've always been there, waiting. Waiting for you to notice them. Waiting to help you. Can you see them? They're closer than you think. They're right in front of your eyes. Right in front of your eyes. Open your eyes. What do you see? Look deep inside yourself. What have you found? Have you found the real you? The person you're supposed to be? The person you were designed to be? The one who's always been there? Waiting. Waiting patiently. Waiting to be released. Waiting to be strong and wise and calm and free. Waiting to think clearly, to be happy and content. Waiting to shine. To shine brightly. Like the brightest star in the sky. Look for the light. It's there. Waiting. Sadness is not sorrow, as upset is not trauma. Unless you've really experienced sorrow and trauma, then you'll never understand the world of pain you end up in. The mental instability, the constant battle, the struggle just to survive. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine paddling for your life on the edge of a whirlpool, and the second you stop paddling, you get sucked in and drown. I'm going to tell you how I paddled away from the whirlpool and survived and thrived after the sudden death of my wife. I had just wanted to die, yet now I enjoy life more than ever before, and how the amazing spiritual signs sent by my wife, along with recognizing the signs of life, helped me achieve my goal. Survive and Thrive is a unique guide to turning your life around. It's a simple and real guide. I'm not going to blind you with science or pump you up with a motivational speech, no. Whatever predicament you're in, whatever trauma or sorrow you're experiencing, I'm sure I can help you, because the answers are right in front of your eyes. It's as simple as that. You just have to believe. If you truly believe, you'll find the answers. I'm going to start by telling you the story of how I turned my life around after the death of my wife. The distances I had to push myself to achieve my goal, and the amazing spiritual signs my wife sent to help and guide me. I will then talk about becoming a better person, turning your life around, finding the real you, and discovering and noticing the signs that are there to help you. Unlike any other guide you might have listened to or read before, this guide doesn't come from a textbook or a university lecture. This guide is organic. It comes from the heart, the mind, and the soul. It comes from real life experience. It comes from nearly 20 years of controlling my energies and creating positive momentum. It comes from opening my eyes wide and noticing the clues to life. Noticing the signs. Believing in your gut instinct and the wisdom you were born with. Believing in your ability to make things happen and the ability to handle any situation that's thrown at you. Even the ability to thrive after losing the most precious thing you had. Surviving any kind of trauma is mainly up to us. It's how you look at it and how you handle it. Hopefully, I can help you turn things around. Hopefully, I can help you find the answers that you've been searching for. The answers that you're unsure what they are and where to find them. The elusive missing pieces of the puzzle. The key to contentment. Maybe you'll hear something that flicks a switch and makes total sense to you. For some of you, I hope to totally change the way that you think and therefore help you to change your own life for the better. But remember, it's you who will change your life, not me. I want you to find the real you, not the person you think you are, or more importantly, the person you think you need to be. Chase away your demons, start again, and don't be afraid of anything. I want to help you build confidence and gain momentum. There's a magical world out there that's waiting to be unlocked and enjoyed. I can show you where it is. There are so many elements to life. Open your eyes to all of them and use them to your advantage. You will design your new life, not me or anybody else. You're in control. So why am I saying this to you? Because I've been told my thoughts are organic and enlightening. I've slowly built up an inner strength where I can give up anything, cope with any situation I find myself in, and then move forward as a stronger and better person. I'm a lateral thinker. I see things differently to most people. I see the obvious when most can't. I'm a problem solver. I have a habit of turning a negative into a positive no matter how bad the situation is. I'm calm in an emergency. I don't tend to panic at all. I see things in pictures. I notice patterns appearing. Numbers are a big thing in my life. I paint a picture when describing something. I control my energies and use them to the full. I see and read the signs and find guidance from places that few understand or believe. So who am I? I'm just some average bloke from Manchester. I've had a normal education and have no qualifications. I've had a very trying life, to be frank, but I've never given up and I've always found a solution that got me through and made me stronger. I've made some tough decisions in my life, but I don't regret any of them. Join my podcast, Survive and Thrive. I'm going to start by telling you how to not only survive when you lose the most precious thing in your life, but to thrive. To stand up straight again and to look forward to life more than you ever did before. I will then show you how to find the real you. How to unlock your hidden strengths and powers, to be strong yet calm, to make the right decisions, to bring confidence and pride to your life. But most importantly, to be comfortable in your own skin. But what I want you to always remember when listening to this podcast is, I'm just like you. There's nothing special about me. I'm just an ordinary bloke who over the last 20 years has found a way to overcome bereavement, misery, anger and long-term emotional trauma. And then finally, after finding peace and realising how much I was now looking forward to life, I knew that sharing it with people who needed help was the right thing to do. There's a reason for everything. Today is a new beginning, so grab it with both hands, hold on tight, and don't look back.